Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Donald Trump hit the ground running? Will Democrats find a raison d'etre? And is the Never Trump movement a thing of the past? Find out on this week's Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I love how there's just randomly a cow in Florida Man. I mean, there's something about that. I love how there's just randomly this. All right, so our favorite Florida Man. So first up, I got to get to this one. I don't have this on my list, but I have to. Florida man was arrested for installing a tracking device on his ex-girlfriend's car in the hopes that he could just pretend to randomly run into her somewhere. That's creepy. He's a 22-year-old Chipotle worker from Florida, Tyler Strack. He used a tracking device to keep her, to keep tabs on an ex-girlfriend that he had dated years ago. And he was hoping to just run into her. So he got charged with a felony. She discovered a cube tracker affixed to her vehicle last August and went to the police, and they tracked it, and his email address came up, and she told him that they had a brief relationship years ago and they haven't really had any contact. And he installed this somehow. He placed it on her car because he was hoping to, it's serendipity. I just happened to come across you here. How crazy is that? So now he was arrested, and so now he's got to go to court. But that's wild. That is really weird, because you can stick that stuff on people's cars. A Florida man suspected of a DUI, when he was asked for his information, he gave cops his debit card instead of his license. Marion County. William Asbury, 52, he's passed out in his vehicle, slumped face down in the driver's seat. And when they asked to see his license, upon approach, he handed them a debit card. So he was arrested, taken to Marion County Jail. He gave a breath sample of 0.91.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he did. 0.91.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's 91%. Am I right? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Is that? How are you alive?
Because 0.91 is almost one, which means a whole, which means almost all your blood's alcohol. That's what it says.
Are we figuring this out right? I don't know.
That doesn't sound like he should be alive.
Yeah, I don't know. A million questions. All right. So there was also a Florida man caught smuggling marijuana wrapped in Christmas paper at St. Thomas Airport. I guess he was trying to say that it was a gift. I don't know. But he told law enforcement that he was smuggling pot as a way to dispose of a shop's old inventory. He's just helping him out. Yeah, three suitcases that came off a Spirit Airlines flight. And they had anomalies. And they were all wrapped in Christmas paper. And I guess that, and then they found out, it's all marijuana. So he was arrested, charged with intent to distribute. A Florida man was arrested because he tried to steal not one, but two lawnmowers, and then he fled and lied about his identity. Flagler County. Willie, W-I-L-E-E. They really wanted to make sure it was said right. Willie Parker. The man's 42, but he don't look 42. That dude looks 60. That man is not 42 years old. That's a lie. Holy wow. But anyway, he was trying to steal lawnmowers from Home Depot, ran from the police, and when they finally caught up with him, he lied about who he was. The folks who help bring you the program, it's our friends over at All Family Pharmacy. This is such a great service. You need to memorize the website. They make it so easy. All Family Pharmacy helped my family out a lot over Thanksgiving because, you know, right on Thanksgiving when offices are closed and you end up getting sick, it's a mess and you got to get medicine. All Family Pharmacy made it super easy. And you can visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Use code Dana and you'll get 10% off of your entire order. So this is affordable access, easy and cost effective for medicine. You don't have to break the bank to access these medicines. There's no red tape. There's no hassle. Everything's made in the USA. You're not getting Chinese antibiotics. It's not how that's working. They got a proven track record. And you work with their doctors. Their doctors get you the medication that you need, fast delivery right to your door. You can even overnight stuff if needed. And you can rely on All Family Pharmacy to keep your health needs on track. If you need antibiotics, if you need things like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, which is actually a good antiviral, you can get those at All Family Pharmacy. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Get 10% off of, with using code Dana. 10% off your purchase using code Dana10. It's Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order only at allfamilypharma.com/Dana.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
You always have to err on the side of more freedom and less regulation. If you don't know the answer, then don't do it. If you don't know how it's going to turn out, then don't do it. I don't like TikTok and I loathe the CCP. But I also realize that the CCP is not the only entity that's spying on us. Our federal government spied on us. And I'm not saying this to we literally have a guy who's running the auditing department of the government now, who is creating a database of everybody who got the vaccine and was going to track it in a giant database. And he ran for president on the Republican side and is super popular amongst Republicans. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that some people's perspectives might be a little skewed. I mean, you either hate surveillance entities and products that are designed for surveillance, or you want to make the people behind them president of the United States. I mean, you know, I just don't know. And like I said, I realize it's not just the CCP that's spying on us. It's our own damn government that's spying on us. The FBI was using the first thing we messed up, the Patriot Act, to spy on parents. Parents, people who would like go to Walmart and pick up dog food and pick up their kid from, you know, football practice or baseball practice or cheerleading or whatever. And they would go to the parent-teacher meetings and do all this. Well, they got very upset that age-inappropriate material was being presented to their children through a taxpayer-funded library without parental consent. And when they spoke up about it, they were tagged as domestic terrorists. The dad whose daughter was legit, was raped, like actually raped in a bathroom by a male student who decided he wanted to be female for a while. That guy was considered a domestic terrorist by the FBI. Oh, the FBI doesn't like it. They think it's bigoted if parents want to keep their kids from getting molested. How bigoted are you? These parents are labeled. The government surveilled them. As I said, no, it's not just the CCP that is spying on us. As a firearm owner who was once declared by a sitting member of the House of Representatives to be a domestic terrorist, a terrorist, along with all of you terrorists, I've covered the stories where you would have the ATF show up at actual legitimate gun shows. People who are not doing anything wrong, taking plate numbers. So the federal government only dislikes surveillance when they're not the ones doing it. And I don't want to hear, I can already hear some contrarian building up an argument, but the United States isn't the CCP, and that's the point. We're trying to keep it from being that way. Now, the tricky issue in this whole debate centers on the fact that it's China. Now, I agree with both of these positions for and against the legislation. I also don't think that foreign entities should be afforded any consideration of our republic's rights. I don't think they're a foreign entity from a foreign adversary. I think that our federal government should be able to tell them no. So there's the one little wrinkle in all this. Because the CCP hates you. They would love to see you subjugated. They would love to see, what was the line from Conan the Barbarian? My enemies ride before me, you know, blah, 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 all that. They would love to see that. It's the CCP. The Republicans are not even on the same page on this, and this is a major problem. I get that everybody's so eager to flex and either show their muscles or show their ass on social media. You know, everybody's thirsty for clicks now that it's all been monetized and incentivized and everyone is an insufferable individual brand. I get it. But it's one thing when you have an epic butt ton of elected officials out there saying, oh my gosh, this is so bad. It's so bad. We shouldn't have the CCP do it. We can't have the CCP on this. This is just so bad. They can't be able to operate in here like this. And then the vice president of China is attending the inauguration. The CEO of TikTok is going to be actually on the dais. Not even an actual American, but you know, somebody who's from a geopolitical foe is going to be on the dais. I mean, there are some of you who aren't even going to be on the dais, but CCP people are going to be on the dais. And there's been a proposed reduction in tariffs from 60 to 10% against China. So they're not on the same page. And you have the president himself, who used to dislike TikTok, but now he's a big supporter of it. No one's on the same page, so no one knows what to do. Republicans are all over. They're all over the place on this. Predictably, I have never seen any party so damn stupid and so eager to throw its own self under the bus. Not like we talk about the idiocy of the Democrats and it's deserved, but we have to for one moment in the name of accountability as your God-given right as an American taxpaying citizen, talk about the stupidity of the GOP for a moment. This is all over the place. They hate China. They love China. They hate China. They love China. They hate TikTok. They love TikTok. Would you like to be on the dais for the inauguration? I'm confused. We're going to talk to Jim Jordan about all of this. Like I said, I understand all of these arguments. It's very rare that I meet an issue that I've read so much about. And I've followed it and I've been waiting till this decision for us to throw ourselves into it. And I see, but there's the little wrinkle that I mentioned. I mean, it's the CCP. Why the hell should I give communists any consideration? Why? Partners that help bring you the program, Kel-Tec. They got a new 5.7 they're coming out with. I know. And I think George Kellgren, have you ever talked to him? So he's the guy who runs Kel-Tec and he owns and operates it. He innovates everything. Independent of me, one of my kids said he's literally a mad scientist. He just sits there and comes up with things that you didn't think that you needed until they made it. And then you're like, yeah, I need this. I'll talk more about what they have next week because I'm broadcasting from their booth at SHOT Show. But they're coming out. They got a new 5.7 they're coming out with and they're unveiling it at SHOT Show. But this is a Florida-based company, a great all-American story. Whatever you need for firearms, they invented the concealed compact category. They make some really awesome stuff, and it's at KelTecWeapons.com. And when you go to their website, see everything that they have, the P-15, the P-11, the P-32, the fold-in-half, sub-2Ks, all awesome. But they have a surprise for everybody next week. Visit KelTecWeapons.com, sign up for their newsletter, find them on social media, Innovation Performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C. That's KelTecWeapons.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Smartwatch bands can contain major levels of toxic PFAS, PFASs, according to The Guardian. So these are the forever chemicals. I'm trying to actually get away from all things plastic. But they said that smartwatch and fitness tracker bands. But what if they're silicone? Really?
PFASs.
Is PFASs? Are PFASs in?
Is it everything?
Cause in
cancer.
The silicone bands?
Probably.
Well, I wear metal now, but I don't know. They said, or like rubble. They said rubber. They said that the natural rubber won't likely contain PFASs.
Right.
But the chemicals are likely in the synthetic to prevent sweat stains and dirt buildup over time. Ooh. Rain, hiking gear, waterproofing agents. I mean, is it that big of a deal? I mean, we're all going to die from something. Is it that big of a deal? I don't know. I don't know what to think about it.
Die from that, though.
Let's just all wear armor and everything metal. Oh, guess what? Then we'll get metal poisoning or something will happen. Just wait. Let's see. Modern solutions sometimes require medieval. Modern problems require medieval solutions. Bloodletting has been recommended for New Jersey residents after PFAS contamination. Their private drinking water, it was polluted by the use of firefighting foams that contain forever chemicals. And now they've been literally recommending bloodletting to reduce high concentration of forever chemicals.
So it's a thing?
Like, isn't that what the leeches can do?
Yeah.
I'm going to bleed you. I'm going to put these wee little slimy bugs on your arms and legs. They're going to eat all your blood and get the PFASs out. That's what's going to happen. Let me try to read this sentence. Quote, private drinking water supplies in New Jersey were polluted by the use of firefighting foams contained PFASs, per and polyfluoroalkyl substances.
Sounds good.
Polyfluoroalkyl. That's the correct pronunciation.
What if they get like stuck in your lymph nodes and you're just letting out blood that's good?
Oh, that's a great point. Escape cow. It drops by Kansas State University campus, an escaped cow. It was tagged. It was just minding its own business. You know, it was wandering through. It was there. They were able to get it and take it back, but they got it under a trailer. Man, horrible news. Horrible news. Welcome back, Dana Lash. At the bottom of this second hour, David Lynch has passed away. The legendary director, writer, I think most people knew him from Eraserhead and Blue Velvet and Twin Peaks, obviously, which is how Mulholland Drive, Lost Highway. Oh my gosh, he's one of my favorite directors. I've seen everything that he's done. He's crazy, and I loved it. He's so, my kids are like, we do not, especially the second Twin Peaks, they're like, it's David Bowie's voice as like a machine ghost. What in the world? But he had been diagnosed with emphysema. He smoked all his life. And he wasn't able to direct anymore. And then he announced that he wasn't going to be leaving his house. His family announced on Facebook his passing. They said, quote, it is with deep regret that we, his family, announced the passing of the man and the artist, David Lynch. We would appreciate privacy. I love this. They said, there's a big hole in the world now that he's no longer with us. But as he would say, keep your eye on the donut and not on the hole. They said, it's a beautiful day with golden sunshine and blue skies all the way. He has on X, he would announce that it's Friday every day or every week. It's Friday in his, you know, his typical style. He was, and he wasn't a woke. He was not a woke scold. I think that he was actually pretty libertarian. He was not a woke scold at all. And he never got super political. He was just very practical and common sense. But he did some really crazy stuff. I mean, film noir, he was able to put together like Thriller and Whodunit and, you know, the film noir, horror, all of it into one thing, like an amalgam. And he really, I think, defied a lot of the rules of various genres. Quentin Tarantino, these are some of my absolute favorite directors. And he did stuff as an artist, too. He painted a whole bunch of stuff. Eraserhead was the first thing that he did. It got a cult following over the years. Mulholland Drive was crazy, and Lost Highway was almost impossible to follow, but it was still really well done. He just did some really great stuff. And Twin Peaks, from everything from the music to the casting to the story, as crazy down into the wormhole as you got with Twin Peaks, it still made sense, and you wanted more at the end of every episode. I mean, Agent Cooper, Kyle MacLachlan played Agent Cooper brilliantly, and Sherilyn Fenn was always amazing. I mean, the way that he handled that whole series, my parents let me watch that when I was a kid, because that was like, I think I was in sixth grade when it came out, because it only ran for two seasons. And I think I was in sixth going into seventh grade, and my parents let me watch Twin Peaks, and I was just riveted. And my mom let me watch whatever. And then I had to go and see everything that he did. But he worked with Mel Brooks on a film about the guy who was the Elephant Man. I can't remember the guy's name, who actually was the Elephant Man. He's done all kinds of stuff. But, and then Dune. Twin Peaks is the thing that he's like memed for, I think. And then Bob Uecker passed away. Like, Bobby, so remember my grandma's rule of three, guys. Yeah. So my grandmother, if you're just joining us, welcome back, Dana Lash with you. My grandmother has a rule with celebrity deaths. It's always in threes. God love her, rest her soul. She was a crazy morbid woman, loved her. But that was her rule. And whenever you would, if they're like, oh, so-and-so passed, like a famous person or even someone that wasn't famous that she just knew, she would go, well, that's one. Or that's two, like she was heaven's, you know, she was the one keeping track for heaven. It was funny. So who you got in the death pool, man? Who's next? There's going to be a third.
That's
going to be a third.
It's morbid.
It's the way the world works. I don't make the rules.
To even ask that is morbid.
Bob Uecker, who, by the way, hasn't he been alive for forever?
Well, yeah.
Can I just, I'm not saying this to be mean. Bob Uecker was an old man when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he's still an old man. Was, you know, until just like now, but.
Yeah.
Wow. So who's the third? Steve, you got any ideas?
Oh, man.
I hope it's not a musician. There's always the worst for me.
Yeah, musicians are bad. I mean, if they're like, these two are, I didn't follow Bob Uecker, but he always seemed good natured and he made stuff fun. But man, David Lynch, that's, gosh dang. I loved his, it's a Friday. I loved his, I'm sad now. But there's got to be a third one. I don't want to like Google like for old sick celebrities, but. Yeah, who's going to die next.com. I feel like I have to deliver everything in the rest of the show in a David Lynch style now. Who's going to die next? Oh, keep your eye on the donut, not the hole. I think I need to cross stitch that.
That's actually sage.
Yeah, that's sage advice. That would be, you know what, for the patch ops guys, that would be a good patch.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the donut, not the hole. That's so great. But you know that if you wear something like that at SHOT Show, everybody there is going to take it the wrong way on purpose. joyously so. You know that, right? Oh, all right. So we had a David Lynch has passed away. Variety, they announced it on Facebook and then Variety confirmed it because I don't think a lot of people were believing it. Just the famous, like one of the greats, 78 years old. And then, of course, you have Bob Uecker. I think everybody knows who Bob Uecker is, but he's passed away. How old was Bob Uecker? He was 90, right? 90. Yeah, he was like 90 years old. But he's been around for forever. I mean, I remember him from Major League. And he's always been the same age. Well, he was born with gray hair. I'm positive that he was born like a 50-year-old man. I feel like he was, because he's literally never changed.
I've looked back at pictures like when you see old professional football player photos from when they were in college.
Yeah.
And they looked like they were 45 in college. Like, how does that happen?
Oh, man. So that's some of the latest. Well, gosh dang, I'm going to miss his Friday announcements. Those are the best. And I liked Bob Uecker when he would when he was broadcasting. But he hadn't broadcast a lot, though, the last year of his life, I don't think. Last couple of years, if memory serves.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.